My sister is 5 years older, grew up playing piano and taking piano lessons, and so that was a big inspiration, hearing just like the incredible the incredible piano music she was playing. So originally, being, a competitive sibling, I was like, I want to take piano lessons too, and I'm gonna get better than she is at the piano. And obviously that did not happen. She had a big head start. So it's kind of like, well, I don't know about this. I need to do something different. So I grew up in Iowa, and in the public schools there, you could join orchestra when you were in fourth grade. So I played the violin in fourth grade. And then saxophone set in my mind, I think. And so in fifth grade, then when you could switch to band, I did it, and I got a saxophone, and it was the same one I played until I was like a senior in high school. And that was it, really. It was just kind of the normal run of the mill progression, like join the school band. And it wasn't really until high school when I started getting really focused with it and deciding like this might be what I want to go to college for and what I want to do for my living. And I originally thought like I wanted to be a high school band director, and I'm not, but I still do a lot of teaching, so I still use those skills. And natural progression, the more you do something, the more you might get into it and enjoy it when you get better at it. And it was just that it kind of came together naturally, and I've just been doing it ever since. So I'm 37 now. I've been playing the saxophone since I was 10 and just keep going along. So this is about 2011, I think. And most of us knew each other from the music program at the University of Washington. I remember I was at a festival at the old Cafe Racer location in Ravenna. And I think it was our bass player, Mark, just said something to the effect of, hey, we're going to start like a kind of like a funk soul band. We want to play some parties. We just want to do some of this music that, we're into and is maybe a little bit less academic, and we would love to have a Barry sax player. That sounds great. So we just started rehearsing at the school. Met our singer Tom through a friend, and we started off just by playing covers and kind of jamming, and little by little we would write some original music and bring it in. But it just kind of started off in that kind of like party band zone. We would go and play house parties, and after a while we eventually had about five songs and released an EP that we recorded ourselves. And it was nice when we started playing actual shows in town. I think maybe our first ever kind of real show was at Barboza underneath Numo's on Capitol Hill, and people showed up because we had been playing those parties, and so we'd had a little bit of a following, which I think was a big help. And we actually started to play venue shows, is that we didn't maybe have quite the slog at the beginning because we had put in that time just kind of playing out and trying stuff out and getting in front of people. And from then again, just it's been to me what feels like a very natural progression, just writing music, recording music, trying to tour, trying to get in front of more people. And I don't think personally that there's been kind of one big breakout moment ever. It's just been being a band for a long time and writing and performing music. We definitely shy away from calling ourselves like a soul band because, again, we do have a lot of different elements. And I think if you listen to the full catalog of our music, you hear some things that are definitely like rooted in the jazz side, the pop side, some earlier we had maybe a little bit more funk in the sound. I don't know. At this point, like my listening, I think too, is so diverse. Like I just stop caring about labels too. It's like, oh, I just like whatever that is, whatever that music is, I like it. But yeah, we've listened to a lot of music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, certainly. I know we were all inspired by a little bit of the revival of that sound with like Sharon Jones has been a huge influence on us, and just that sound of the Dap Kings. Like we have pretty much the same instrumentation. So we definitely took a lot of cues from that. And I remember maybe it was 6, 7 years ago or so, I think we did a weekend where we not only played our own music, but we covered an entire Sharon Jones record. And that was a fun process way back in the day of just getting into that style and their arrangements. I remember learning a lot from that. Just how do you arrange for a 7-piece band? What are the different opportunities for the instrument? Piggybacking off the last. In addition to the composition, we just spent a lot of time arranging which instruments can fulfill which roles. When do you go with like the cliche? Like I play baritone saxophone, and I joke a lot, like, "Oh, I'll play the root of the chord, or I'll do the but up, but up." But when can you be a little bit non-traditional with those things as well, and take cues from like Duke Ellington and have the lower voice instruments sitting above the higher voice instruments? So we're always thinking about those things a lot as well, but definitely taking a lot of cues from that. And like I listen to a lot of what would be called like avant-garde jazz. Sun Ra has been a huge influence of mine. Did a lot of my academic research on a great improviser, tenor saxophonist, and flute player, and as well as many other instruments. But his name is Yusef Lateef. So just trying to bring all those influences in as well. And yeah, you hear the sound of the music, and you think, yeah, it harkens back a little bit. But I think it's pretty eclectic overall, and I don't think we could pin ourselves down to kind of one style, because we do all enjoy a lot of diverse music. So I don't know. At this point, we're just playing dip music, and I think this next record that comes out will feel a lot different than the last ones. We've recorded zero songs for it so far, but are starting that process in the next few months. And I think hopefully everyone sounds different and has a little evolution to it, and but still sounds, at the end of the day, it's us. Yeah, Sleep On It is, well, it's one of our favorite songs to play, first off. It's what we have been opening and closing our shows with, doing a little bit of like an extended outro. And I believe that Tom is the main songwriter of that. And I think that's one where basically came in with a lot of it written, and we just added some parts, and it's kind of hearkening back to an earlier sound. And to me, I always just think, like, lyrically, I know a lot of people have brought up like Mr. Sandman, just this thought of it's like a love song, and it's a love song in your subconscious, like dreaming of you, so that when you have drifted off and even you're not awake, you're still so in love with someone that you just want to dream of them. And so it's just hopefully a nice message as well. But yeah, we love to play it. It's got a key change in it, which is kind of a rarity for one of our songs as well. And we've really incorporated it into our live show in a number of different ways, like piggybacking off what we were talking about in terms of just changing things up. We've used that as a vehicle to do a lot of different stuff with the live show.
Since we crossed paths, but I see you in my dreams. And in my mind, there's a precipice over which my heart careens. And when I'm weak, I want only to drift back into slumber and wonder, baby, when I'm gonna see you. Let me sleep on it, baby, that's all I wanna do. Float down in reverie, let me dream only of you. No, you won't catch me yawning, darling, I ain't no creature of the night. The Sandman's a-coming, I'm just counting down the hours until I can lay my head to rest and dream a dream about you, baby, and your sleepy caress. So let me sleep.